Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another exciting episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up today, and I also want to make sure that we keep in prayer many of the individuals in the state of California that are dealing with these fires. There's been a lot of tragedies going on, a lot of shootings. I heard something today as it related to a security guard who was at work and was doing his job and actually got shot and killed by a police officer. So we have so much stuff going on in our world today. And when we think about or we watch the news or we listen to a lot of these things that are happening, these tragedies, a lot of individuals sometimes may feel like giving up, especially when I was looking at that was going on in Malibu, and I'm looking at these actors, million-dollar homes, and, you know, and it was just broke down to just a little bit of nothing but rubbish. First thing I thought about was, Lord, our insurance premium are going to be sky high, you know. But by that same token, a lot of things is out of our control, and we really need to do things in regards to prayer. And as the topic goes today, God can handle his business. Because sometimes we wonder, why do good things happen or bad things happen to good people? And sometimes we always want an answer, or we always want a word. We want to make sense of things. Some things we're not supposed to question. And by that same token, if you know the word, believer, still know the word, then we know that some things are definitely out of our control. Waiting on, and so I hope he didn't forget about me, even though I know he has a birthday coming up. So let me ask him, where are you? So I won't just keep talking and talking and talking, which is fine. Now, with today's topic having to do with God can handle his business, again, I'm going to say, like I said, with all that's going on in the world today, many are starting to doubt, fear, and panic. And one thing we must do is get back to our word and remember God is real and God is able. And we must get out of his way. Remember that God is in control. Now, like I said, when we think about this control, many of us don't know what it means. But by that same token, the Bible is clear when it states things and when it states that God will happen exactly as he proposes it, meaning with his purpose. With that being said, God can handle his business. Now, a lot of times we want to get into his business. You know, I've heard some things, and they were talking about the president talking about global warming and all these different things. We all got our own advice and our own opinions about certain things. And a lot of times it makes you wonder, what do that mean to trust God? If he's in control, does it really mean for all of these things to be happening to us and all of these tragedies and people losing their children? And it's like, what is this all about? Once the pastor can explain some of this to us, if there's any other pastors out there or anyone that want to chime in on this topic or this conversation, please feel free to give us a call, as you can reach us at 516-387-1914. Again, 516-387-1914. Now, I'm using my headphones today, so if you cannot hear me, please send me a text message, those of you that know my personal phone number, just to let me know, because when I get to talking, I can't tell if my headphones are working or if it's not working. So just let me know, to give me some feedback, to let me know what's going on, because again, like I said, I can't hear. Now, we'll start talking about in regards to getting out of God's way. I was on the internet and I was doing homework and I was trying to get some information as it relates to this topic, because a lot of times individuals say, well, we're going to turn some things over to God, or I'm going to let God handle it, or God is in control, or God got this. Many of us really lack the concept and the knowledge in regards to what that term actually means when we say that, because a lot of times we say things, but do we really understand what it is that we are, does we really mean or understand what we're saying? Now, that's some information, because one of the things that I'm finding is that as I'm doing these shows, it makes me have to do my homework and research a lot of things. Now, when we talk about things of God, in Philippians 4, 6, 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace to God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. So when we start talking about if we're trusting God with our heart, if we're trusting God with everything, how is he handling his business? Then with Psalms 55:22, it quotes, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteousness to be moved. In Romans 12:19, it states, beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said Lord. Now, a lot of times when we hear things, and these are just some of the scriptures that I am quoting that are coming from the Bible, it goes back to the business. What is the business? What is that about? Now, I don't know where Pastor Dennis is, but if he don't come through, let me see where I can find someone else, find his sister. Somebody better get on this thing with me, because I don't like talking when I know all the details of what it is I'm supposed to be talking about, because this was his topic. So if you have any questions, if you want to consult or converse as it relates to this topic in regards to God can handle his business, like I said, give me a call at 516-387-1914. Now, as I look at some of these verses, and I look at the way the world is, if things are happening in the world, it becomes one of those things that even when we're talking about, and I was talking about the fires that's going on in Malibu and some of the things that's happening in Ventura, and I look at Matthew 6:19 through 21, and it says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth or rust destroys and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up yourself in the treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. I was looking at a lot of the individuals on the news, and on the news, and I was watching a lot of individuals, and they were talking about their $10 million homes. And one of the ladies was on the TV show; she was on the news, and she was talking about how one of even the pictures on her wall was worth $500,000. And when I look at that, and I look at treasures that individuals have, a lot of times we put so much stuff in our possessions. We put so much stuff into our home. But when we start talking about God and we start talking about God business, God don't see things like that. Now, I just got a text from the pastor. So he is on his way. So hopefully he will. He said that he's going over, way over. So hopefully he is coming. So I hope he do. So getting back to this. Now, talking about again, God, with all of this stuff going on, sometimes individuals are wondering, where is God? Where is God at when these fires are occurring? Where is God at when my child has been shot? Where is God when I lost my job? But if you are serious in reading your Bible, you will see that a lot of this stuff is written. Now, I made a comment and I said something about getting out of your way, getting out of God's way. I had some information, and it talks about meddling with God's business, and it talks about steadfast love. Now, we are meddling with God's business sometimes when we let all manners of imagining the loss, predicting disasters, contemplating possibilities instead of following one day at a time. Now, God's plan is basically is a simple pathway. When we try to meet difficulties prematurely, we have neither the light nor the strength for them yet, as the days shall thy strength be. Now, when we start talking about this, was written by a person by the name of Elizabeth Elliot, and part of that comes into the forefront in regards to a lot of the times we try to get in the way. We try to change things. We try to predict things. We get, you know, it's like when we talk about a kid and we say a kid is always mad. You're always in the way. You always try to fix things. You know, some people would say that people are trying to play God. And when we talk about playing God, it's like, okay, what do that mean? So am I predicting anything? Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I, where are things going with this? So we talk about meddling in people's business. There are some Bible verses that speak a lot about meddling. And there, in regards to what the Bible says, and it talks about meddling, mean justice means minding one's own business and not meddling with other men's concerns. Now, these are some of the Bible verses that they have. And it indicates in regards to Proverbs 23, it is an honor for man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. In 2 Thessalonians, it talks about 3:10-11, while we were with you, we gave you the order. Whosoever does not want work should not be allowed to eat. Now, it also goes into Proverbs, and there's quite a few. But when we start talking about getting in the way, meddling, we need to be mindful of that. I just sent the pastor a text about help. So hopefully he will come on now. Come out going over way over. So, okay. Now, when we talk about, again, meddling with God, if you know someone or if it's happening and you want to speak on it, again, give me a call, 416-387-1914. I'm going to start hollering, anybody, somebody better give me a call because I'm getting talking to myself right about now, but it's all good. Now, when we talk about meddling and talking about how individuals need to stop that and why we need to stop that and why it is best to go back and to trust God. Now, in Job 9:4 in the King James Version, it says, God is wise in heart, mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and prospered. Now, even though in biblical terms, it talks about a lot of different things that have happened to a lot of different people. And it talks about individuals, how they were meddling, how they was getting in the way. Somebody called in. Thank you. Jesus, let me log the pastor on. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicament, Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. God bless you.
Okay. I'm glad you saw my text that said, help.
So I'm in a little bit of a small predicament this morning. I'm on a work mission this morning, so I'm mobile. So mm-hmm. I have the listener understand that, and I might be in and out, but I'm here now. So God bless.
Okay.
And we're glad to be here on the show.
Thank you very much. Somebody else was calling in. I guess they kind of was hearing me, you know, what they call it, filibuster. I said, I'm slick, but, you know, I'm one that very seldom shows up for Bible study. So I said, this is a way of me having to do my homework. So now I got to quote scriptures. I got to read. I got to get all this information out here. And I'm like,
it's
about God handling his business. But I'm finding about get out of God's way. I'm finding all this meddling. But I'm like, okay, I was listening to him. He said it more than once. He goes, speak on this topic, and then I get stuck with the topic. Lord Jesus. Okay, let me log on to something else because I even talked to your sister. So this may be her. Let me. Oh, it's up to anybody, everybody. Hi, this is Deb. Welcome to Praise for Documents Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Good.
And then, thanks, Tammy. You know what? Because if I can't find him, I'll find you. Somebody better come on and help me with the show. Okay, come on, pal. Let's talk about how to handle his business.
Yes. So I wanted to, I don't know where you've opened up at, but it's important for people to understand that there's a couple of key phrases we need to keep in mind in regards to this topic. And number one is that all of our business is God's business. And that's important for the listeners to understand because some folks, people feel that their agenda is in and other people feel that their agenda is out. And then there's another group that feel that they're not, that they don't even have an agenda or a voice. And so it's important for us to understand that God knows our thoughts. The Bible says that he even knows the very number of hair that's on our head. That is a statement of intimacy. And what that means is that for every single one of us, God knows us, God's understand us. He's already laid out a path for us. The book of Ephesians tells us that that path was laid out even before we began. And so it's important for the believers to understand this and to know that when we say that God can handle his business, what we mean is that everything that God has laid out in the Bible, in the Word of God, as being his plans, his instructions for planet Earth, his instructions for Jesus Christ, he can handle it. So I want that to come out at first, but there's a lot of background noise.
You know what? Okay. I don't know if that's, I don't think that's me. I know I got the mic. I know Teddy is interviewing someone, so they're in there having themselves a really good time. So I don't know if that's it, and I am on my mic and my headphones versus just having my phone today. But today when I started the show off, I started talking about as far as what's happening with the fires that's going on in Malibu and Calabasas, and individuals are losing their million-dollar homes, should I say 10, well, million-plus dollar homes, in addition to what's going on in Tura. And a lot of times we start questioning God. A lot of times we panic. We get in, we act out in fear, anxiety. But a lot of this stuff is already written. You know, when they talked about that the world ended before by water, and then they said by fire, and now we got water and fire going on. So it's so much stuff going on today that we start to, and many believers and non-believers, I was looking at Facebook where individuals talking about, I lost my son, I got to go bury my child, and we're dealing with so much pain, but that is still God's business. And you're talking about their agenda, or our own agenda.
Yeah. Well, the Bible tells us in Groaneth with Travail. And so we see so many things that are a result of sin. And so what we have to understand is that people go about their lives, and when their lives are in a good pattern or they're going through a good season, a lot of people do not even focus on God or think about God or even focus on what God is doing. You know, God's business is to make sure that we have oxygen every day, that the earth doesn't tilt too far on its rotation. God's business is that, you know, that the sun shines when it's supposed to, the moon shines when it's the moon rises when it's supposed to. And God is concerned about all of these things. If we believe in our God, the God of Genesis, the God of the Bible, we know that he's in charge of all things. Now, what we have to understand is that God is also a God of contract. He's a God of law. He's a God of purpose also. And so with the transaction that took place in the Garden of Eden, okay, we know, biblical scholars know, students of the Bible know that that was Satan's opportunity to trick Adam out of the title deed to the earth. And so for a period of time, you know, Satan is, he is the prince of this world. And we see that sin has its cycle and sin has its purpose. And so when we say God's business, we know that God is in control of all things, but man right now is experiencing what they asked for. Man is experiencing as a whole what we wanted. And so by disobeying God in the garden and then God now taking off his heavenly hand, removing the hedge, if you will, casting Adam and Eve out of Eden, and then now pronouncing the curses. And so that's what a lot of people need to understand in Genesis, the third chapter. When the curses were pronounced, there's a curse on man, on woman. There's a curse on animals. There's a curse on the earth. There's a curse on the ground. And everything that we see as a form of turmoil. And so now, you know, you said earlier about the fires. Now, we have various people come on the TV and on radio already to verify these things. And all of them are almost in concert, you know, in agreement, saying a lot of these things are a result of global warming. And global warming is nothing else but connected to the greed of man. And so by our industrial, you know, utilization of the earth, our heating up of cars, do you know how many cars that are on the road in just California? Incredible.
It's getting horrible.
And so we think about the world too. And so these things aren't, you know, God's business. This is man's influence. Determines disease outbreak, determines population. Man's influence determines climate, okay, that we're dealing with now. Okay, man's influence is greatly influential in wars. Man's influence is the root and the stem of racism. And so when we look at all of these things, you know, these are systemic problems caused by man, by greed, by hate, and by power, okay, and by control. But at the same time, God says he has a way. A lot of this is going to stay on Romans chapter 8. So for our listeners, if you read Romans chapter 8 and really dissect into it, you'll find out a lot about God's business because, you know, all of this bad, God turns it to good. So Romans 8 and 28 is one of my most favorite verses in the whole Bible, and I recommend everybody read that because it deals with a lot with what we're dealing with right now. And so when we talk about God's business, to me right now, God's business is fixing the mess that man's made, okay, and then at the same time still carrying forth his purpose. And only God can do that.
And you know, Pastor, and it's interesting because when we start talking about, and you mentioned agendas, a lot of times individuals have their own agenda and how they want things to go. And I'm gonna say this because I had already told myself, because it was interesting when I was on Facebook, I said, you got to be careful when your pastor is also your Facebook, because when we was going back and I was telling the person, you should have met me at Paula, your sisters and them already knew where I was going. So I had to let Joanne know on the other night that I did win $1,600. So you look at it, I'm like, I need to know. I don't went to the casino again. But I had to send Joanne the pictures of the chips just to let her know, okay, I'm a cash out, $50, I'm at home. I'm here. I'm in trouble because Pastor on Facebook, he done seen that.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that. Talk about let go and let God handle it. Now, I'm getting out. And our purposes are God's will, because things happen the way they're supposed to happen, whether it feels good or don't feel good. Look at this. Sometimes we talk about a lesson or an experience. Now, I found some information, and it says, let go and handle it. And it says, does sometimes your life seem out of control? If so, it's time to let God handle it. Whether it's an emotional threat, a mental block, a physical challenge, a relationship problem, a solution each is the same. But we learn how to learn to let go and let God. Now, when we think about being in a, and I'm finding information as I was trying to put this show together in regards to talking about God's business. Because God's business, we always think it's financial. It's not always financial. It is emotional. It is spiritual. It's a lot of different things. But sometimes we feel burdened with the responsibilities because we're the one that we feel we gotta take care of it. We gotta do this. We gotta do that. No, sometimes we need to get out of God's way. Because the problem is if we try to take charge, we mess it up. Now, regardless of the situation, your own personal involvement, we all need help or we need some type of healing. Because when I was texting you today, I was like, help. I'm running out of things to say, help. I heard this topic, what are we going to talk about? So God will reveal the answer and show you the way if we let him handle his business. Pastor, what do you think about that in regards to that? Because we all caught up when it don't feel good.
Well, it comes at there's several different angles again. So the question, the way you ask it is directed at believers. And I want to categorize by letting our listeners know that there are church people that go to church that don't actually believe. There are actual believers, okay? There are backslidden believers, okay? And then there's the non-believers, and then there are those who do have some faith but don't actually have that relationship with God. And so it's an important topic because the Bible lets us know that God only hears the prayers of those that are sincere, those that that are saved, that have a relationship with him and care. And so God knows the heart. I want to say that first. Secondly, one of the hardest things to do for people is to let go and let God. The true believer, as they mature, learns how to, as they progress in the Lord, to how to look to God for everything. They learn how to look to God for how to lead their home, their family, how to go about in their job. They ask God for direction. And the believer that is in tune with God and asking God for direction through prayer, and then now the Lord leads them through discernment, is the believer that has less issue with doubt. And doubt is a huge thing. And doubt is a big problem for believers and non-believers. And so I want to answer the question that way because it cannot be answered on the platform that we all believe in the Lord, and we don't because even believers are at different levels. I know pastors of all different nationalities, and I know religious leaders, some that are so smart that they don't even believe in God anymore, that they think that the business of God is the business of the church. We have denominations that are like that, that believe that they actually are God. The pontiff believes that he's God. You know, there's different believers, there's different leaders of other persuasions and denominations that actually believe that they are the Godhead. There are individuals that believe that they can aspire to become God. And these people think that their own personal agenda, since they are now God, is God's business. So that's why I want to do a point of clarification. Go ahead.
And you know what, Pastor? It's funny because that was my next question. I got it right in front of me, playing God. And people don't realize we don't even talk before we do these subjects. But that was my next thing. It's because we have so many people playing God. And as they're playing God, they got to be careful with that because now they're coming in with their own agenda. They're coming in with their own purpose of trying to get things done the way they want it to go, and when it don't happen that way, then they want to blame God. But you got to remember, they're not God. Let's speak on that a little bit.
Yeah, because we have see, a lot of people have anger right now on mega ministry. They have angers with pastors and bishops and people of all nationalities. Again, I'm not just talking about my Pentecostal who want to make names for themselves by building buildings, by buying jets, by you know, having the largest church, having the large, and they call that God's business. A lot of that is ego business. A lot of that is name branding and name recognition, because you can be in a very large church and God's not there. You can be in a small church and God is there. You can be in a large ministry and God is there. And so that's not the definition of God's business. Also, there are families that are in the business of God. The third, fourth generation pastors, they turn over the church to their son, even though he ain't anointed. He may know how to run the church, but he may not be anointed. And because they want to build kingdoms off of God's work, okay? It's we see it all the time. And we have to understand that that's not God's business. We have these things that take place where denominations, where they hold, you know, annual conventions, annual rallies, and they say these things are God's business. And these are ways to get money. Because what happens is, I've been to these in other denominations, in my own denominations, Jeanette, and what these are is the same thousands of people come, pastors, and I'm like, okay, all of us here are saved. All of us here are professing Christ. You know, none of y'all brought people that need to hear the gospel and need to be saved. And so what happens is we all show up, they all bring reports, they all drop off money, and they all like, oh, God, we just been to Mecca. And there's a real confusion on that, you know. The Bible does say in the book of Matthew, the poor we're going to always have with us. But a lot of us have lost the agenda about what God's business is. When Jesus talks about it in the Beatitudes, when he sends out his disciples, when he says, take no script, take no, you know, no extra clothing, take no all this. You don't need all this extra stuff. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, go out, go into the highways, go into the hedges, and compel my people to come. And so God's business really is about spreading the gospel. God's business is about leading the lost in. And we've created these conglomerates called, you know, church, and it's not. And then the other thing is, one more point I want to make, since you brought up that point, is very important, is a huge thing that is not God's business is the merchandising of God. And so people think that if you don't have a T.D. Jakes Bible, you don't have the right Bible. If you don't have a Kojic Bible, you don't have the right Bible. If you don't have this T-shirt, you're not a Christian. If you're not wearing this type of uniform, you're not a Christian. And so, you know, the whole what would Jesus do movement, the whole, you know, all these different movements become, and we're selling paraphernalia. And it's just for somebody to make money and to fill somebody's pocket. And all these things we're calling God's business. And Jesus went in and he cleared out the temples and he chased out the money changers and he turned over their tables because he let them know, you know, that's not my business. My business is saving souls, going after the lost at any cost. It is spreading the gospel. It's getting the word of God out there to people. And so it does cost money, but it's not a proliferation of, you know, God's word, and it's not the merchandising of God, and it's not creating God's store, and it's not making a franchise out of God.
And you know, I'm glad you put out there in regards for people can understand what that means when we talk about God's business and how God can handle his business. And that's something that people need to really get a better understanding of, because like I said, a lot of times individual go and they'll try to meddle or they'll try to make people feel bad, or, you know, like I always use Pastor Hammond when he say, I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But that's not his business. That's God's business. You know, that's between your relationship between God and yourself. And even when you said paraphernalia, and it's interesting because me being a therapist and being in the field where I work with clients on a day-to-day basis, and even I do a parlor, I be having so much fun. People sit by me, they be like, I want to sit by you. I want to talk to you. I've been here doing therapy. I've been praise and worshiping. I'll be having so much fun. It's ridiculous. And when I go, my daughter used to get so much, she'd be like, you're the happiest person in here. I'd be like, because this is my outlet. They say, must therapist, a therapist. I tell them, well, I got Jesus and Paula. So I don't need a hood.
Yeah.
I'm good. But by that same token, I take it with me wherever I go. And see, when Jesus was going to his business and he sent Jesus, they went to places where most people don't want to go. You know, or it wasn't good. I can't go here. I can't touch this person. I don't want to talk to this person. And when you talked about paraphernalia, the first thing I thought about was getting high. And that's because a lot of times people use that as their drug. Now, we're talking about these things, and we have to get out of that mindset that it's not just about finance. It's about your soul, and it's about your relationship. And even some of them individuals that I saw on the news, Pastor, they wasn't hurt. They weren't crying. Some of them was at peace. Even though I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Lord, I got to meet with my insurance today at 12, I mean at 2, and I know my premium going up because somebody's going to pay this. But they know that they okay. They have an assurance. And when you know God is taking care and God is in the business, you have an assurance. And that's better than insurance.
Yeah, God is concerned. I'm going to try to lead the conversation for us to get our mind on eternal things. And so when we're thinking about God's business, and we talked about it, basic instructions before leaving Earth, the Bible as an acronym. You have your acronym for it, Jeanette. I've heard it many times too. But what happens is that God is not concerned about, you know, that Dan Estelle is in his big house and that I got 4 cars. That's not God's business. And if I'm worried that I'm going to lose a couple of cars, and if I'm worried I'm going to lose my house, that's not God's business. God knows you're going to end up with shelter, even if you have to lose your house and go live with a family member or a friend, or be in a temporary shelter, or if you end up walking and having no cars. And so, and the enemy challenges when we put words out there. Like Job, will you really serve him? Will you really serve him? And so that's where a lot of people have trouble at. A lot of people get mad at God, and they think it's God's business to find them a husband, to find them a wife, to fix their relationship, to fix their life. No, when we ask for free choice, a lot of our issues that we create on our own, God wants you to fix it. Because God said, I got my word here to teach you. I have the Holy Spirit to help you. Now you fix it. Now you hang in there. Now you get it done. God's business is having us understand the choice and the decision we have to make for being saved, have a relationship with him, and then understanding that there is an eternal life. And so so many people are building on this side. They're forgetting about the eternal. And they're thinking that God's business is everything that we're doing right here and right now. And if we thought about God's business more, we would be in church more. We would be in our Bibles more. We would pray more. We would fast more. We would tell people about the Lord more. We would recruit more. And recruit, you know, what I mean is by that, of course, is inviting people to church and going out and witnessing. Our life would be a witness. That's God's business. And that's what we need to understand. And so a lot of people stop thinking about the eternal, and they think that the temporal is the eternal. You know, every time I've counseled, talked to, visited, or taken a phone call from someone who's dropped out of either my church or another church, or who stopped going to church altogether, it's because of a social or a dynamic personal issue that they brought upon themselves, or that's either been brought upon them by people who they have let in their life. Am I right?
Okay. And that goes back to the church hurt, and they have to stop taking things personal because that's meddling.
Right.
And that's not God's business, in regard, because that's not how he meant for things to be.
See, what happens is, I'm going to give you an example of believers. Believers will sometimes, you know, if a believer is speeding, going crazy, and gets a ticket and talking about Satan all over me, that ain't Satan, that's you.
Mm-hmm. You speed.
If a believer is, and now we're saying, God, you're supposed to be in my business. Why did you send me, you know, this man, this woman? We made those choices. And mm-hmm. trust me, God is there saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. And so a lot of times God will back up off of us and mm-hmm. get out of our business when mm-hmm. we're not doing his business, because he sees that we're not listening. And he understands that he is still God. Whether we are doing our part, whether we are doing what we're supposed to do, whether we're serving our purpose in the part of the kingdom, he's still God. And that's what mm-hmm. he tells us. He's like, I love it when he says that we are many branches on a tree, or we're many members in one body. And everybody serves a purpose, and some people serve multiple purposes. But when we all serve those purposes as a community, we promote God's business, okay, in its best light. And when we see good examples of that, other believers should not be jealous. They should praise God about it.
Gotcha. Okay, Pastor, we have a caller calling in. And looking for that.
Yes.
So I don't know. Okay. So you have something you want to say, Teddy? Oh, she just listened. She going to tell me all that. She's looking right at me. So,
she just listened.
I got the info, so she can hear, so she wasn't here, so she going to call in. I'm like, okay, we got to look up. She'll say, oh, that's me. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Tammy, do you have anything you want to add to this topic in regards to God can handle his business? Because you laying low for a minute.
Oh, no, I'm listening for now. I'm good.
But let me
go
to my next point.
I'm going past it. The Tammy don't want to talk.
I want to go into my next point, and that is that the church world knows this saying, but it's still hard for us to grasp it, and that is delay doesn't mean denial.
Mm-hmm.
And how that correlates and how that has to do with God handling his business is to know that we can't force the hand of God. Some people try to force the hand of God, and you have to know he's sovereign. That's not going to happen. You know, God told Abraham, I'm going to make your people a great nation, but they're going to have to go into slavery for 400 years for it to happen. And God said, that's my business. I'm going to make it happen. And so when God made the deal with him, when God said, I want you to leave the land of your nativity, drop everything, go, and I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to make you a great person. Abraham said, okay. And so God doesn't give us all the details, Jeanette. He doesn't give us all of the character making, the personality making, you know, everything that Abraham went through with his wife, with his nephew Lot, with the battle of the kings, with dealing with all those situations, all those things made him. They made him a great man, but at the same time, they prospered him. So God doesn't put you through anything without prospering you. He's going to prosper you mm-hmm. in health, spirit, and wealth. God's going to prosper you in all areas, and that's what we have to understand. There's a lot of lessons in Abraham and God's business, because we see a couple of stories where Abraham tries to manipulate what God has promised him because he can't wait. You know,
mm-hmm.
when he goes into the handmaid and Ishmael is born instead of Isaac, there's a big situation there. Now he got too many women in the house. Now he has two, you know, and so and we all have done that, where God has told us something and God said, this is how I'm going to do it. And we're saying, God, I'm going to help you. Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
And so we begin to help God in our finite minds, because we're not infinite-minded like God, and our small window okay, we're micro, God is macro. So God sees all, knows all, is every place, and we're limited. And so our hindsight is 20/20, and God's sight vision, if we call it that, is eternal. And mm-hmm. so we can only look back. To do all over again, Jeanette, ooh-wee, I'd be rich right now. But I don't have, you know. But at the same time, Jeanette, there's another side of that. If I would have followed mm-hmm. everything that God would have told me to, I would have been to the place where I think I should be also. And so, mm-hmm. and that's it. And so the hindrance in God handling his business is never God. It's always us.
Correct. And, you know, Pastor, and I know with me and my experience, because you watch me go through a lot of things, I was very hard-headed because I don't like being told no, first of all. And I didn't like that delay part. And my mama had been telling me that for years up until she died. Like, Jeanette, you ain't ready yet. I'd be like, I can do this, do that. I have all these bright ideas, and it would always blow up in my face. So now I've learned to take my time. And I remember when you said years ago, delayed but not denied, and it made a lot of sense to me because people have been telling me for years, but I didn't want to hear it. And if I don't want to hear something, I'll just ignore it and go on about my business. Think I could do it myself. And it just kept blowing up in my face. But by that same token, it's about timing. And like you said, yeah. 5 years ago, I was sitting up there telling my clients today, and we were talking about trust and support in the female domestic violence group. And a lot of times, it just doesn't know what that trust is about. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust God. And then sometimes you got to go back to the drawing board and go back to where you've been hurt, you know, because God is not going to say, ain't going to give you no more than you can bear. But sometimes you're not ready for some of the things that have been either prophesied to you or that God has for you as you are also handling his business. And he got to be able to trust you with some things. Like, you know, 4 years ago with all that money, where would you have been? Would you have came to preach again? Would you have just said, okay, because back then you were doing your sabbatical? So, you know, we got to also, we may not have all the answers, but sometimes we have to sit still when and realize we're not denied of things. We got to wait. It's timing. Timing is also yeah. very important when it comes to God's business. Okay, we both can't be silent now. Your turn.
No, I was just thinking about what you just said and agreeing with it because it's profound for us to understand that people are better at directing other people or telling other people how to handle God's business, quote unquote, rather than following God's business themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got love. About 10, 12 minutes left, and then it always takes me back to Matthew and to the Garden of Gethsemane again when Jesus says, not my will, but thy will be done. And Jesus is our typecast. If mm-hmm. we want to model ourselves after anybody, male or female, it's Jesus and his short life here on earth. But how he loved the Father, how he loved God, how he wouldn't do anything without asking God, even though he possessed all of that power. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. The nevertheless part is where I want to focus on. The nevertheless, Jeanette, that Jesus had in mind that there might be another way I want to do this, God. I may not really want to go up on that tree and hang on that cross for these mm-hmm. people. And what he did, though, he said, but nevertheless. What's so important about that first part is that he's honest. And the honest part is to understand is that there is, you know, we do have that side to us. We don't always mm-hmm. think God's will first, God's purpose first, God's business first. But what we have to do is that when we think of something else, we have to stop and say, how does that line up, though, with God's will, mm-hmm. with God's purpose, with God's business? And then we have to acquiesce. And to acquiesce means to our agenda aside, to set our mm-hmm. agenda down, to move our plans back and say, not my will, but your will be done. And then when we allow God to do it, God not only will take care of us, but take care of everybody else around us too.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Chronicles in the Old Testament, the Lord tells Solomon, King Solomon, the Lord says, because you did not ask for things for yourself, because you weren't greedy, because you didn't think of your own agenda, this is similar to what Jesus did. Because mm-hmm. you want to do my will, okay, I'm going to give you everything that you ask for the kingdom and for the people, but I'm also going to bless you too. And I think more than anything else, that's what we need to put in our hearts. That
mm-hmm.
that I could talk to you for weeks, Jeanette, and still not know everything that you want, but God knows already. God
mm-hmm.
knows everything that you want already. And then God knows out of all the things that you want, he's categorized them. No, I ain't never doing that. I might if this I'm going to let happen, that I'm going to let happen. Because this would destroy her, this would set her back.
Mm-hmm.
But these things I'm going to make happen in a way. And God releases them when we're doing his will and when we're making his business happen. I believe, I want to share this. God just gave me a super powerful business connection, and I want to share this with the people. And when I met with this person, and when God opened the door, and when God, you know, opened this new direction for me business-wise, the person, when we finally met in person, he said, hi, Pastor Dan Estelle. He said, I just got finished listening to Precious Predicament, a podcast with Pastor Dan Estelle on heaven. And you should have seen my face. I was in shock. But we're always saying we don't know who's listening, do we, Jeanette? We don't know who's listening. And before this man got to all of my financial background, before he got to all of my corporate, you know, background with Wells Fargo, with Chase, with Lehman Brothers, with all the impressive business stuff, that all was much later. The first thing he said to me was my uncle, my dad, they're all pastors and businessmen too. And he said, I respect that. And he goes, that means
wow.
a lot. And he goes, that you're on the radio and you're talking to people. And that's interesting because God's business just helped me with my business. I can't think of a more profound example than that. And what's the most powerful thing about it was that we didn't start doing this over a year ago for this connection because it wasn't even in my mind. But what happens is when you handle God's business, God will handle your business.
And you know what? And I'm going to say amen to that. It's funny because I think I was sharing with your sister. I sent you a text because I think I've been on the radio for, 3 years now? Three, four,
yeah.
Something like that? I sent you a text years ago, and you never even responded trying to get you on the air. But it was God's
yes.
timing.
Yes, timing.
Wow, congratulations. But I told you,
God
we don't
good.
Know who's listening because there's a lot of people out there, and I get a lot of positive responses back, and you know, where they think it may be negative, or we think we're gonna, and we keep it so simple to where individuals are able to connect and they gain a better understanding, and that's why I like what
yeah.
we're doing, which is great. Wow, 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 wow.
So, God is good, but
mm-hmm.
You know, I want to also let people know that, let me put this in layman's terms, that God's business can be simple and it can be profound. I don't want to overwhelm people because some people say, like, I'm not on that level. God is no respect of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to use the word simple. I think I want to retract that because I think I want to use the word that the scriptures come to mind, little as much in the master's touch. It's important for people to understand that God looks on the small and he looks on the great. And it's,
mm-hmm.
and it's all God's business. And so God
mm-hmm.
is very much aware of the homeless person on the corner because that's the only thing they
right.
can do right now. God, you know, I blessed a homeless man, and he shared with me his testimony. He says, you know, somehow every night, sir, I end up with a place to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and I know one day it's going to be a permanent place. And he says, even if it's a warm bench, if it's underneath the bridge, if it's in between two trees, he says, you know, the Lord makes a way. And I
mm-hmm.
said, man, look at his faith. Look at him. God is in his business, and God
mm-hmm.
is working with him. You know, God is working with him, and with his faith, God's going to take him, you know, to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're closing out, but it's important for people to understand that is that God's plan includes all.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation tells us that every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess. And that means that we all are going to face him. We all going to see him. Let me
mm-hmm.
say it that way. And we all going to see him, and we all are going to have to give an account.
Yep.
For our time here on this earth, the good and the bad. And God's gonna say, what did you do with my time? What did you do with my son? Those are some of the questions he's going to ask, and we're all going to have to account for that.
Mm-hmm.
We are all, in a sense, employees. And if we want to call this earth God's corporation, and we want to call some of us high-level employees, low-level employees, mega employees, you know, whatever label we want to put on them, we all are going to have to answer to the boss. Whether you
mm-hmm.
believe in him or not, you know, whether you ever confess or not, you're going to have the opportunity to. And it's better for us to fall in line, to line up, to get to know God, to have a strong relationship with him so we don't have to deal with doubt, forget other people's opinion, stop trying to live up to other people's expectations, stop trying to follow other people's agenda, find out what God's agenda is for you, okay, and find out how your gifts and your talents line up with that, and do they fulfill the purpose that God has given to you in your life. If you don't know your purpose, your business is to first find that out, and you find that out by being obedient, by listening, by reading the word of the Lord, okay, and by allowing the Lord to guide you till you become more acquainted with him to learn how to hear him better.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, Pastor, I know we got 2 minutes. I want to read something that someone posted in it's on Inglewood Live and with the topic today. And this person's
uh-huh.
name is Shirley Moore in regard to God can handle his business. She said,
yeah.
I agree. God doesn't need our help. We only stay in the way. Stay faithful and encouraged. So I want to thank her for commenting. As it relates to the show, I'm trying to read some of these things. I see a lot of likes, and, you know, and I found one that says God will make a way. I remember my mother used to say God will make a way out of no
yes.
way. So, Pastor,
yes.
I'm going to let you drive this home because we have a minute left, and you need to give us a topic for next week.
Well, to drive it home, I want to let everybody know that God is good and that God, you know, his thoughts for us are good. The Old Testament tells us that God has good thoughts for us. That's his business. His business is to see us prosper and then to see our souls prosper. And that has two meanings to me. The soul side is, of course, spiritual and internal. And then to see us prosper is to see us have a good life here on this side. And that's God's business. And the more we line up with his word and with his purpose, the more in sync we are with what he has for us. Next week, topic for next week, I guess we really have to deal with God and I think I want to talk about we need to go back on a subject that we touched on and go back and touch on the church again and this sexuality thing. I think
okay.
we got into it a little bit, but we didn't have enough time, And if we could dedicate another show to that.
Then no problem, because like I said, sexuality is a big thing because there's so much going on, even with relationships with individuals. So we'll take it back there. Okay? All right, so just talk about relationships, healthy relationships. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Tammy. Until next week, remember, you got this. And next week, we will follow back up on sexuality and sex in the church. Till then, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.